Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
Oh, baby. It's coming at you cold, beef.
Whoa, it is coming at you cold, beef.
Is gazpacho cold beef?
No, it's cold tomato.
What am I thinking of?
Carpaccio.
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 Has anyone ever gone for a gazpacho and carpaccio?
Gazpacho and carpaccio.
And
it's what I'm living
baby.
On today,
Anyway, this is a treat of a Beef Brothers. We have the ever busy double act, Max and Ivan.
Yes.
Full on friends of the show.
They're full on friends of ours and friends of the show. They are, they're one of our absolute favourite acts. Parry's knocking stuff over with delight. They're one of our favourite acts. If you ever get to see them on tour, please do. I think they do a little plug for their tour. They're on tour at the moment. They're just a brilliant act. If you ever see them on a bill near you, go and see them. They're fantastic. What I'd like to say before we get into the episode is that we've had some emails.
Where have they been sent to?
Well, they've been sent to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com, which you can send an email to us today too.
Do it today.
Don't delay. Don't wait. And this one is from, do you remember Tony?
Of course. Strong front name.
You remember Tony, don't you?
Yes.
This is from the Broner episode from a few months ago now, he was the guy who stacked his dishwasher in a certain way and the rest of his family didn't like it.
Of course.
He writes.
He's back in touch.
Gentle peeps, thanks for the wise/ridiculous/almond-scented, delete as preferred, advice. I played the podcast to the fam.
Lovely.
And they both chuckled and nodded their heads as my deconstruction escalated. Oh yeah, we really went to town on Tony, didn't we?
Yeah.
Poor old Toad.
Since the fated... Toad?
Toad.
Poor old Toad. Since the fated broadcast, there has been a definite and concerted effort to mix cutlery, lean dishes between side plates, and plop in the biggest, could be hand washed in a few seconds, bowls, such that the spinning jets are blocked and the whole cycle needs to run twice to avoid baked in dirt. So what's happened is... Chaos has come again to poor old Tony's lifestyle. And they don't even hide their sniggers as the tall glasses go into the low-height drawer. Well, the last laugh is on them because I've hidden the dishwasher salt. Yeah, Tony. Fight your tiny battles, you sad old bastard.
Mutually assured destruction.
I've hidden the dishwasher salt and drawn up an Excel spreadsheet, hand-washing/drying rota, which I am not on. For when the dishwasher inevitably breaks, he ends it by saying, "Bwah, ha, 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 Tony, my will shall not be broken. P.S. Arthur says hi." Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur, you legend. You know what? Keep doing what you're doing. Don't pay any attention to your dad's slightly mad dishwasher. Buy your own dishwasher salt. Every kid should have your own dishwasher salt.
Oh, of course. Please. It's a classic stocking filler when you're a kid.
Absolutely, yeah.
Empty it into the sock, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Chuck it in your dishwasher, sort it.
Absolutely.
Kids, salted.
Kids love it.
Please keep us informed on how that situation evolves.
Tony, please get back in touch. Tell us how it's going. Tell us what's going on. And if anybody's had their beef solved on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, we always like to go back and check again.
And
hear how successful.
And let's see how successful we are with this week's beefs.
Enjoy.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Welcome to the show, Max and Ivan.
Hey.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
That's a total pleasure. So what kind of... Well, let's... You've lived with each other in Edinburgh, presumably.
Yes, but only in Edinburgh.
You've never lived together.
Unlike other... Have you guys lived... I mean, other than the flat...
Me and Tom had a couple of stints living together.
Yes.
How long are we talking?
We had a couple of years in his parents' house together, where I lived in Ben's mum and dad's front room.
I'd forgotten about
what?
That.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Never forget.
No time for beefs today. What are you talking about? That sentence started mediumly strange, and by the end was absolutely berserk.
Because I came and stayed, in fact, front it would have room. Been probably, it was Christmas time. I came and stayed, and I slept in your bed, which was, now am I right in thinking it was the mattress sofa? On the floor with four posters made from VHS cassettes?
Yes.
But because it was Christmas time, the Clarks had a very, very well-decorated Christmas tree that they kept turned on 24 hours a day.
Nice.
And the curtains open so the neighbours could see.
Of course.
That's a nice Christmas tree.
But on the floor.
And so we slept...
Under the Christmas tree.
Under the Christmas tree on a mattress surrounded by VHS cassettes.
You were the best presents. Christmas morning for
it
me.
It was a really
I've
good,
ever had.
It was
coming
a,
down.
So wait,
what's
how long,
under the tree?
Your future podcast friends.
How long did you live there? Did you unwrap Tom Parry?
I think it was about 9 months actually at the end, wasn't it?
And
it,
when was, you stay in it? Someone's front room, normally you take the sheets off the sofa or whatever. And did you do that for 9 months every morning, or did you just
up? They gave me the front room and then they used the middle room as a lounge.
The middle room?
Oh, nice. Except for Clarkie's Christmas.
Clarkie's from Landed Gentry. He's he's old money.
It's a pretty big house, yeah. It's pretty big. It's a stately home.
They have a lounge in the middle room, but their front room, they let me rent. So I rent for like £5 a month or something. Which I still didn't pay because
you've never paid it, have you? You never paid it. And for fans of the podcast, Tom, remind us of the address again.
If you want to visit the room, actually, we turn it into a living museum.
You've got to with these stately homes. The only way they make them pay for themselves. And these country piles, they really to hemorrhage money.
Absolutely. They have to either be rented out to film pornography in, or yes. You know, that's it's or rented out to people who don't pay their rent.
Is that what the tower of VHSs were on each corner of the mattress?
It was all grumble. It was all homemade grumble that Parry and I had filmed under a Christmas tree.
Good grief.
And very festive. But of course, now, what with streaming, it's all up on Pornhub for free, isn't it?
Exactly.
Anyway, do we see a penny of it?
Do we bollocks? Big fan of that one. I watched a grainy 4.5 minute clip of it earlier today.
Yeah,
and its sequel, Do Wop Bollocks.
Well, yeah, very tuneful.
It was, wasn't it? The musical.
Yeah. Do Wop Bollocks.
Do Wop Bollocks.
Shoo up.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we lived together in Streatham. But festival flatmates is a different type of flatmate.
We've all lived together. The three of us have all lived together during the Edinburgh Festival, and it's a very intense living arrangement because you are working together every day in a very stressful situation.
Yeah.
You're constantly being judged, and you
literally by your housemates.
By your housemates and by yourself.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, you sort of. I mean, we don't often socialise a lot in Edinburgh. We didn't used to socialise a lot together. We do a bit, but we'd often just sort of disappear and not see each other, and then kind of eventually regroup in the morning.
It's like a bunch of feral cats
licking your wounds.
Ivan, what is Max like as an Edinburgh flatmate?
Well, since we got big enough to have our own bedrooms.
Oh my god, yes. Of course. That's when you really know you're making
the Edinburgh journey.
It was quite a moment, actually. Before that, it was a bit sad. But
did you share a bed?
We've done all of the permutations, I think, of Edinburgh, all of the reasonable ones. We haven't camped in a tent like James Acaster did famously.
He camped in a tent one year and it flooded and his laptop got so ruined.
There was
and
one
that was
year
the end of him.
What might have been? I don't mind saying I saw some promise in that lad, and I think, you know, if it hadn't been for the laptop, he could
all
have gone somewhere.
Funny ideas got completely flooded.
There was one year that Max had one half of a double bed and the other half was taken to just other people that were turning up across the map.
We were fully missold. Our mate was like, lads, don't even worry about searching for accommodation. I've got your place. It's in Bristow Square, right in the heart of the action. We were like, okay, brilliant, a flat. And it wasn't that expensive. We were like, well, I mean, this is almost too good to be true. So it was, as all Edinburgh flats are, the 11th floor of a...
Of course.
I don't know if Edinburgh flats have a ground floor. I've never seen it. But it wasn't... Normally, they're at least like double height kind of big, you know, big spacious flats. This one, someone had clearly... like put an extra floor in.
So
we were, first things
you
first.
You were the 10th and a half floor.
Yeah,
we were
on, the 10 and a half floor, very much living in the eaves of this thing, like completely not legal.
I'm not a tall man, but it was small for me.
It was small for 5'7"?
Yeah,
5'7" Ivan Gonzalez.
Have you still got the details? Because I might use it next year. That's fine for me.
Ideal.
Small for 5'7" is cosy for me.
Hello.
Furthermore, we hadn't been told, and this isn't a true indignity, but there was no bedding of any kind at all. So we had to buy like duvets, duvet covers, pillows, and pillowcases on the first day. Oh, that's not on. Man. That's
no,
not on.
No,
that's,
no.
And then the final straw was, yeah, that every bed had been divided in two with no rhyme or reason. And so we were just sharing...
Not physically divided in two. It was just a double bed.
I wish there had been a physical barrier.
Yeah. So it had been divided in two and people were like, oh, by the way, I'm in here tonight as well.
Yeah.
100%.
What?
The lowest moment being when halfway through the Edinburgh Festival, I broke my ankle and went up 10.5 flights of stairs every day. Also went from having like quite a dry, focused Edinburgh. I was like, fuck this. I'm in quite a lot of pain. So got quite just quite drunk for the rest of the month, but woke up with a very, very, very foul-smelling spoken word poet.
Breathing, is there any other kind?
Breathing, breathing into my mouth with a long, scratchy ginger beard, and he just drunkenly... I didn't want to name names on the podcast. And that's how I met Ben.
And we've shared a bed ever since.
We have. And it's just got better and better.
And has it inspired your spoken word poetry?
Yes. Famously can't rhyme with yes.
Yeah. For more of that, it's C venues every single day up until the festival, and then he's been asked to stop.
It's a lot cheaper to get the September through to a July run.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so let's solve some beefs, shall we?
Let's solve some beefs.
I tell you what, Max, why don't you take this one?
Yeah? Do you want me to read it?
Read it, please.
Read it aloud.
Read it aloud.
Aloud would be useful.
Aloud is always better. I'm learning the ropes of this pod game. You don't care for these facial expressions I'm pulling. It's all about the tone. This is from Christian.
Hello,
strong
Christian.
Strong front this is name.
From Christian.
Strong front name.
Strong
yeah.
front Religious name. Front name.
No. A deeply religious front name, I would say.
Isn't it?
One of the most religious. In fact, are there any other religions that can be... A front name.
Let's get into it.
Jew.
Yeah. We know Jew someone called Jew.
No.
We
Jew
know
Dennis.
Someone called Jew. Jew Rofar.
Oh, we do. J-U.
J-U.
Ah, okay. Oh, so we've got Jew, we've got Christian.
Jew.
Brilliant. Two.
Buddhist.
I wouldn't mind being called Buddhist.
You would suit being called Buddhist, actually, because you've got...
It's quite a nice name.
You've got the shaven head.
Bless you.
You've got the... You've got the thoughtful and calm demeanour. Actually, I'm going to stick with the shaven...
What the fuck you say about me?
The shaven head is all I'm going to say.
What the fuck you say about me?
Listen.
Is the EDL a religion?
You're
For some.
For some people it is.
For some.
Well, let's read this. Let's find out.
Christian says, my neighbour up the road has a large England flag.
I thought this is it. Well, as soon as you mentioned the EDL, I thought I'm going to shift it back to the email because I've read this already.
Dear, right, okay, nicely done. My neighbour up the road has a large England flag hanging off the front of his house.
Go on, lad.
Permanently. Permanently is just one sentence. I think it looks stupid, but I recognise that it's okay to express yourself and there shouldn't be anything seen as inherently offensive in a flag.
That's very judicious, he's being there, isn't he? Incredibly judicious.
He does qualify.
Does depend
it.
On the flag.
He qualifies it with, unless the swastika and possibly the Confederate flag these days, even if they were just good old boys, never meaning no harm.
Oh, lovely God. Dukes of Hazzard reference, and I enjoy that very much.
Like digression into a defence of the Confederacy there.
Well,
as well from Christian.
It's a bit of 80s TV nostalgia rather than anything else.
Okay.
It's just a TV show that's dated a bit badly.
Christian says, I've thought about hanging my own flag in petty retaliation.
I like this.
But I don't know what to go with. I'm neither a sports fan nor particularly fond of piracy. Should I...
Those are the two flags, I'm afraid.
The two left.
The
two
sports team or the skull and crossbones.
Yes. Should I... flag up my concerns with my neighbour.
Lovely stuff from Christian.
Flag up myself in response.
He's overusing it. We've got it, mate.
He's painted himself into a corner with his flag up idea, isn't he?
Yeah, it worked once, the second one, and his third is just, or keep shtum.
Okay.
The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind.
Oh,
Christian.
Gorgeous way to end it from
lovely
Christian.
Lovely bit of
lovely
business
turn
from,
of phrase
Christian.
From Christian. Yeah.
Firstly, the bit. He's
converted me.
You're going to put up a big England flag.
No, I'm going to become Christian.
have you ever had a flag?
Can I throw another house into this beef?
What? Yeah.
What?
Very specific. In 2004, was there a Euro or a World Cup? Or around then?
2004, yeah, there was a Euro.
Euro, yeah.
The house at the end of my road painted the red...
The St George Cross,
on their house, still there to this day. My Google Maps is going a bit bad, but that's on Google Street View.
So that isn't even a flag. The house is the flag.
The house is the flag and has been for 15 years.
Right.
Beautiful.
That's quite intense now, because in my area of Penge, there's this guy who goes round and he will do a big mural on the side of your house if you want it. So
I'm glad you added that bit.
the other guy who will do one, especially if you don't want it.
Oh, there's loads of those guys in Penge as well. They'll tag your flat for no money at all.
Twin brothers at the end of a road, one paints only.
one that asks permission, the other one is a little bit more renegade.
One's Banksy, the other one's Thanksy.
So as a result, there's a house just around the corner from me that has got a giant owl. That is one side of the house is just a big painting of an owl. There's
a British owl.
I mean, it's hard to say. I'm assuming it's a British owl. I mean, the owl has a beret, is eating British a baguette, and has got a string of onions around his neck. Who's not to say it's just been on a holiday? Then the house over the road from me has a couple of sort of Banksy-style badgers. And I think I might be going insane here, but I think the Banksy-style badgers are holding bananas like guns.
That sounds about right.
That's very Banksy.
So there's some badgers on the side of... So it's
animals.
It's creeping into our area of sort of... The animals of Farthing Wood meet edgy urban street art, and that's sort of getting into our area.
And crucially... What would you have on your... I mean, this is an option for you now.
Well, we don't own the entirety of the front of our house. We only own the bottom half of the front of our house.
Okay.
So it would have to be a small animal.
Yeah.
A vole, perhaps.
Yeah.
A vole in between... Yeah, a vole on the window frame.
A vole giving the V sign for peace.
Oh, you know what? A vole flicking the Vs at the Queen.
V for vole.
What about that?
V for vole.
V for vole letter.
But I don't think the problem with this beef is public art. No, the problem with this beef.
How dare you?
I mean,
the flag is art.
Yeah, well, I think it's more about the, you know, the connotations of ugly patriotism that the English seem to have a problem with.
Yes.
We have to ask ourselves, if this is a different country with a different flag, is this beef being written in?
Well, here's the question. Why doesn't he just stick another country's flag in his window and then encourages other neighbours to stick other country flags all along the street, and it just becomes, this is like a lovely model United Nations.
But it might become that. Like, hold on, we're all literally flagging up who we are.
Are
you copying Christian's trick of using your flag?
This idea up the flagpole for a second.
Are you Christian?
Well, I am after reading that letter.
Listen, it's not saying, I'm an Italian person living in this house, therefore I'm going to have an Italian flag. The model United Nations is literally everyone gets given a place and you become that place to do your kind of...
Yes. It feels like he said, I've thought about hanging up my own flag. He doesn't know what to go with. So it feels like if he had
links
to another flag.
But this is what I was thinking.
So do we send him a flag?
Yes.
Is that what we decide on a flag that he can go with? And then
we come up with a
Pappy's
flag.
Flag share.
Flag share slam down.
And so flag merch.
I mean, we're
struggling enough getting the badges to people. I don't know why we suddenly adopted the idea of a flag.
Get those t-shirts sorted in January, and then flag production begins.
Flag production begins.
Hard to design a flag. The Black Country came up with a flag in the last 5 years.
They had, really?
They had a competition.
Oh.
And it was like, we need our own flag.
As that recent as that?
And someone
what are we talking?
Created the Black Country flag. And it's like two metal, like chain links. Yeah. So it's like two links of a chain.
Yeah.
And is it red and black and white?
Yeah. And in kind of diagonal.
It's cropped up a lot now. You'll see it outside people's houses.
And was there a lot of steel production or something in the Black Country? Is that where the metal links of the chain come from?
No, it's just quite a big BDSM community in the country. They're just very, you know, they're into they're kinksters. They're kinksters.
Oh, well, I won't kink chain the Black Country. So
please don't.
No, I've been burnt by that before.
Well, that's your kink, though.
That is my kink.
That is, of course.
That is my kink.
Are there any colours that aren't used in flags? Purple. Can you think of any purple flags?
Oh. It's a good... Well...
if you can think of any purple flags, please email in.
Beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. I mean, UKIP was the thing. The first thing I was thinking of, the UKIP.
Oh, yeah.
UKIP, and also there is a... Because UKIP is purple and sort of gold, or purple and yellow, and there's a
Blackadder,
an estate agent. Well, there's an estate agent down my in Sydenham, where they've got the big awning. It's right by your house, Clarkie. It might even be, I can't remember the estate, it might be Robinson Jackson. And I always think they've got like a big awning out, and they're always like handing out leaflets. And I always think it's like UKIP have like camped on the high street to hand out leaflets.
But
they're
just trying
to get
road, mate.
Just trying to get people to no.
I'd run them off out of town.
You're sort of Clarky, what are you saying here? You're sort of vigilante.
Vigilante. Yeah, that's
Clarky,
right.
I learned so much about you.
Crusader.
You're a performance poet, a spoken word performance poet. You're a Christian.
Yes.
You're a vigilante. We all remember your incredibly positive poem, Yes.
The scourge of the right wing, Clarky. Facing him out.
Clarky, I believe you wrote a poem about UKIP. There's just no. Was that right? That put them in their place. So I tell you what, Clark.
Brown flag.
A brown flag. A brown. What does it say? What's it saying to the world?
It's not saying.
If you're hanging a piece of brown fabric outside your window.
Again, there are certain Black Country houses where it is considered.
It's a signal.
It's a signal. It's like flashing your headlights.
If you're flying the brown flag, then expect a knock at midnight.
Yeah. And you better have a glass coffee table.
When the brown flag is flying, the basement is it like, crying.
Is it like the different coloured smoke coming out the top of the Vatican?
Yes.
If there's brown smoke coming out, it means the Pope's taking
brown
a shit
smoke
in the woods.
Then crosses in town and he's getting burnt.
Okay,
brown smoke means heroin addiction, doesn't it?
Oh, jeepers. Creepers, I like it.
Can I ask a question?
Christian, do you chase the dragon? Are you on the horse? Do get back in touch.
A dragon flag?
If you flag up, why not vein up?
Flag up and smack up.
I mean, I don't want to get talk sport on this.
Okay.
I can see you with a late in career talk sport show.
Yeah, there's the second sentence. I think it looks stupid, but I recognise that it's okay to express yourself and there shouldn't be anything seen as inherently offensive in a flag. Right?
Right.
So, isn't it okay for him to fly this large England flag?
Yes.
The neighbour?
Yes. So, you're basically saying live and let live. You're saying let him fly the flag. If you've got no particular allegiance to a sports team or to any country, don't fly a flag out your house.
And we don't know if this guy, the neighbour's a sports fan, like he's just flying a large England flag. You know, when he says, should I flag up my concerns with my neighbour? What are you going to say to him?
Yeah.
I don't like the flag that you've got on your property.
I mean, that's not what you can do. Right? I think the only thing you can do is counter with your own flag.
So that's, so they're the two options here. Or keep stum is his third.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What about being the alpha Englishman and out-Englishify this person by
out-flagging him?
Yeah. By having...
By painting a flag, perhaps.
Yeah, turn your house into the flag.
I mean, it's good, except what was the phrase he used? I think it looks silly. It's very much cutting off his nose to spite his face. I think it looks stupid.
Stupid.
So I don't know if he thinks if one flag looks stupid, if like 400 flags all over his house is going to look. Is it going to balance out?
What about a flag that just says like flag?
Oh.
And it's like by doing that, he sends out and like the guy would be like, oh.
That feels quite Banksy. The flag, yeah. the flag.
A flag that says flag on it.
A flag that says flag.
Yeah.
And then he would be flagging his neighbour's flag with his own flag.
So...
It's a good word, isn't it?
Flag.
It's lost
flag.
All meaning
now
to me.
Now we're saying, so a flag that simply says flag that's your idea over my idea of encouraging everyone in the streets to get a flag of a different nation and running a model United Nations with all of your neighbours. It's a great way to keep the community together.
And do you have to? Would they meet up every Thursday to discuss what, you know?
It doesn't have to be Thursday, actually. I think I know Christian's got a thing on Thursdays.
We'll check the time.
Yeah. But yes, we could.
So my proposal is he gets a big flag, the same size as the England flag, and he writes on it, another flag.
Oh, another flag.
And he sticks it up opposite.
There's an element, it's just the right side of PASSAG, I think, yeah. But I like it.
PASS flag.
PASS flag. Flag. Yes. That's the reason you work together, you cancel each other out. So we either go PASS flag or we go Model UN.
There are two options.
I'm voting Model UN.
Talk us through the Model UN very quickly. Everyone in the street has to agree to take part in the...
So you say...
No, Christian can do a V for Vendetta, posts everybody a flag.
Lovely.
And then...
And say, please...
The Day of Reckoning.
Because that's what happens in V for Vendetta.
Well, they...
I've not seen the film, but... They post each other flags.
The guy posts everybody a mask.
Right.
Oh, and you know... a bloody fortune. Yeah. Everyone in the country.
Yeah. Or London, at least.
Still, I mean, it must have been beef or broke after that.
I mean, I'm having trouble with the t-shirts for the merch. That's what this guy's doing.
These t-shirts.
I understand his problems.
This episode's coming out in late January. Have you got your t-shirts, guys? Do write in beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Are you flying your flags, guys?
So you'll say he posted everyone on the street.
If I live at number 32 in this street,
yeah,
and I wake up on Wednesday morning and I've got the Moroccan flag on my doorstep, I'm going to open it up and be like, what is this? Google it and go like, it's the Moroccan flag.
No, there'd be a little note saying, you've got the Morocco in the Model United Nations on this road.
Right.
You might get a nice letter from the ambassador of Morocco.
Display, yeah, exactly.
Saying, you might do. I think there needs to be some infrastructure.
Crosby's posted me the Moroccan flag. Ambassador from Morocco is going to get into it.
He's very across where his flags are going.
He sold you the flag.
He's the guy who sold me the flag.
He's thrilled. You get the flag free from each of the embassies. They come through. They give you a little welcome pack based on your... It's about cross-pollination.
Do you think they'll declare it a part of... Do you think you could get your neighbours to declare their flat a part of Morocco?
Absolutely, a principality in Morocco.
A little principality, that's exactly what I was going for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to do. So next door is going to be a principality of Morocco. Next door to that is the principality of Belize.
So here's what I think.
Aaron Banks will be there. forging passports for one and all.
Keep your money inside your flag.
Absolutely. So many small tax havens in Christian's town. It'll be absolutely extraordinary.
Julian Assange turns up, holds up in your spare room. Pam Ranison's come to visit.
Would he go back to the Ecuadorian house or would he go for somewhere else just to try... Keep it fresh.
I fear escalation here, right? If you're a patriot...
Where's escalation? I've never been to that embassy.
It's number 347 now, Christian's right.
If you've got the English flag on you're obviously a patriot. Suddenly, little Morocco crops up, Belarus. I think England flag guy's response is going to be, right.
Double down. Yeah.
Paint the front of the house, the England flag, whatever. What's happening to his door?
But then maybe the neighbours are like, right then, we double down. Everyone's got painted.
I don't think you would double down if you weren't from Morocco. Like, what I'm saying is like, I've got the Morocco flag and I'm like, oh, someone wants some fucking board game or what is this shit? What's that? Nerd from number 18.
You're once again forgetting the input of the Moroccan ambassador who's very much on the scene. He's rebuilding the front fascia of the house in a traditional Moroccan style.
I've got a dilemma for you.
Okay.
The Moroccan ambassador, he lives at number 32. He's got Belgium.
Oh.
What's he going to do?
He's strengthening international ties.
He's all at sea.
I mean... To be honest, you know, a busman's holiday for him to have a Morocco. He might like a bit, you know, if his day to day 9 to 5 is forwarding, you know, the interests of Morocco.
Every day he's going to a little bit of Morocco.
Yeah.
He wants to come back to a little bit of
Belgium.
You know, Belgium would be great.
Little Italy for some food.
Exactly.
I'm going to go on record and say this to me feels like a logistical nightmare. Okay?
All right, fair enough. If you've not got that dream in your heart, sure. I hate to say this, but this is the reason the country is in this kind of state. It's because we're not willing to open up our doors, put out our arms and say, please hang
a
Moroccan flag.
Because you're going to be stood outside it, trying to proffer them the bloody Mexican flag.
Get the Mexican flag up there. Mexico 86, whack it up there.
The Mexican flag is fantastic.
It is a good flag.
You're not going to not want the Mexican flag, eh?
Well, hang on, have we... Is that a quicker solve?
No.
Mexico's a good flag. Go with Mexico.
Go for the Mexico flag.
Well, there are some good flags out there. Maybe just pick one you like.
The reason I said Belize is I saw it on TV last night on Only Connect. It's like two shirtless men. Have you seen it?
Max and Wigmore having an absolute, laugh.
Are they in the black country?
They are. They're not in the black country, but you know what? They really could be.
Is one of them flying the brown flag?
Yes, of course, you're one of them is flying.
Okay, yeah. So our options are this: join Crosby's Model UN.
Now I hear it out loud from somebody else's voice. I'm less convinced.
Join Crosby's Model UN. Build yourself my ironic Banksy flag that says another flag.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's going to go down well with the neighbourhood. Or...
Well, I'll tell you what, you back me, I'll back you.
Okay, oh, there we go.
Sure, there we go.
We cancel each other out.
Exactly.
Max and Van cancel each other out. Clarkey's rule.
Clarkey's
rule. Okay,
right.
Flag with yes on.
Oh. Absolutely
flag that
right.
Says yes, brackets, never UKIP. So, yeah, do we...
That's the Belize flag, by the way. Look at these guys. It's got a lot going on. So there's two shirtless men. They've both... One's got an axe, one's got an oar. There's a little... It says Sub Umbra Floreo, which I don't know what that means. It's got... They're both sitting on some grass. There's a tree. And they're both wearing slacks with belts.
Well, there you are, listener. That is the Belize flag described for you.
Absolutely right. We promised it at the start of the episode.
Join us next week where we'll be describing another flag.
Yes.
In a feature that we're already regretting setting up.
But you know what? We regret setting it up, but we're going to do it every single time.
If you're in the police force, are you a member of the Belize Police?
Oh, Belize Police, I'm so in love with you.
They're a lovely force.
It almost works. Okay, so...
So, we've got another flag. We've got the Mexican flag. We've got Crosby's Model UN where everyone gets a flag. Or we keep them.
Right, so Ivan and I there are saying we're going to post a flag to everyone in the street.
Yeah.
So that's two votes there.
Hang on, I've
recruited a band.
I was going to say, that was very...
you kept quiet.
I'm really aggressive.
More than happy for this to happen.
I've brought Ivan in, so we've got two.
Have you negotiated some kind of deal? Is he getting a good country?
He's getting a phenomenal country.
What's he getting?
Now, is...
Crosses, what country will you give me to join your...
Islamic State a country? Because Ivan's very encouraging.
It's a nice flag.
It's a gorgeous flag.
It is an iconic flag. Exactly. It's instantly recognisable.
And it wasn't on Christian's list of banned flags, weirdly.
It's true.
Confederate flags are no-no. Swastikas are no-no. And fair enough.
Ironic for someone called Christian.
Yeah.
Ironic for someone called Christian.
Nothing about the caliphate.
Absolutely. It's right there. So, are the caliphate in the modern United Nations?
I mean, that's down to you guys.
I went to a very progressive school, guys.
Just got a text from the ambassador of Morocco who is not happy about this, by the way. He is absolutely livid.
He's opting out.
He's having second thoughts.
I'm going to go with another flag. Purely for the reason that it was my idea.
Okay.
The flag that says another flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Clarkie's saying...
Yeah, I'm going to go with another flag too.
Okay, now this is the deciding votes.
And wait a second.
Shut up. I don't want you leaving me here, because if we can get Max on board, then we're going to win this,
all
right?
I'm anti another flag.
Okay, great. Yeah, doesn't, as you were, soldier.
Doesn't the another flag warrant maybe the whoever is putting up the England flag coming over to specifically your place? Whereas if everyone's got flags outside their house, he's not going to knock on everyone's doors and say, oh,
he's going to put up another flag. He's going to think
it's like a command.
Oh, cool. Another flag? Don't mind if I do. Ambassador, with all these flags, you're spoiling us.
Anyone fancy another flag? Because it's only 10:30. We can have another flag before kick out.
I'm really flagging. Am I right, Christian?
By the way, why are you chomping apple straight into the microphone?
It's the ASMR segment of the show.
Oh, we can't do ASMR. No,
we've already done this.
We've had this before. Sorry. Okay, so we've got...
And it was very unpopular.
We've got another flag from Parry. We've got Clarkey, what are you saying?
I went with another flag
too. Another flag as well. What do you think?
I'm deeply romantic in the idea of Christian's Road being filled with flags of all nations.
Yes.
It's the Model UN.
Yes, it's the Model UN, guys.
Unfortunately, these two guys do cancel each other out.
It's another flag.
2-1. I'm afraid you have to put up a flag that says another flag. Beef solved.
Beef brothers sorting out your beef. Solved.
Don't forget, if you would like to get in touch with us, the email is beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. If you've got a problem with your flatmates.
We've all got problems with our flatmates.
Yeah, man. Tell me about it.
With your parents.
We've all got problems with our parents.
Yeah, man. Tell me about it.
If you've got a problem with your... niece or nephew?
Those fuckers, don't get me started.
Get out of it, you guys. Then email us at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Today!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the sorting out your beef.
Greetings, Pappy's people. I like that.
That's nice. It's very like, all encompassing.
It's very inclusive.
Like the Pans people.
Like the Pans people, yeah.
What?
Sorry, what? Do you remember Pans people? They were.
You're from a different generation, probably.
So if
they were the dancers on Top of the Pops.
Yeah. Before there were music videos on Top of the Pops, and they would get just a group of. There was two different groups. It was Pans people and Legs and Co. and they were just. Sort of dancers around. Who would dance on the stage where the band would have performed along to the songs. They'd play the song, the dancer would do a sort of semi-interpretive dance. It would normally have some sort of relation to the lyrics of the song.
It was a different time. 1998, it was different. You'd be playing Garbage and then they'd be dancing away, stupid girl. Right. Greetings, Pappy's people. A bit like Pan's people.
Yeah. We also accept Pappy's and Co.
Lovely. I was going to go into Potsworth and Company then, but I won't bother. Remember Potsworth and Company?
Oh, yeah.
What a premise. I present to the court of Beef Brothers a whole pile of beef cases. I have recently moved back with my parents. Oh, no.
Who is this from, by the way?
It's from Andrew in Melbourne. Front name and location.
Front location. International listener. Hello, Andrew.
Back in Melbs.
So. Lots of very unhappy memories for us, Melbourne.
Come on, guys.
No, don't look back.
I went back there recently and I walked through Fed Square where we'd done our show in 2008.
In a tent in Fed Square.
And I almost threw up.
Really?
Yeah, I almost threw up. The people of Australia were very lovely. The festival couldn't have been more welcoming. But those shows
went... We had a tough time.
They went badly, guys.
I've recently moved back with my parents after a year living independently and therefore have several disputes with my new housemates, brackets, parents, that require resolution. Yeah. I hope that you are able to assist.
We'll do our best.
Beef cases are threefold, so strap in.
Whoa.
We'll solve them as we go. Beefcase one, my room. Since I moved out, my parents have repurposed my old room as storage for furniture. Not just any furniture, but the furniture my sister has inherited from our grandparents.
Right.
She hasn't yet taken it because she currently rents and is saving it until she buys a house. She's the favourite child. She is unlikely to buy a house for the next 2 years. Meanwhile, her bedroom is still maintained as it was.
Oh.
As she comes back every few weeks to stay with my parents.
Wait.
She's the favourite child.
Back of the truck. She comes back every few weeks.
Yeah.
Whereas he presumably leaves his bedroom every single night.
On or under a large pile of furniture, yes, which he has no claim on because it's been gifted.
The question is therefore this. Where am I supposed to sleep? Under the antique dining table in what used to be my room? Now listen, Andrew, as a guy who once slept under a Christmas tree, I can say that is luxury, my friend.
Get yourself a load of VHS cassettes.
Once it gets to the 6th of January, you think, you start dreaming about it snowing, you wake up with needles in your eyes. In my sister's room, where do I sleep? Under the antique dining table in what used to be my room. In my sister's room, when she isn't there, in her tiny single bed. In the drafty room that used to be the lounge but has now become extra storage for all the other crap we got from my grandparents' house but haven't yet got rid of, I submit this question to the court.
Right. You're absolutely right, though, when you say...
So when it's threefold, it's just three options.
No, there's two more beef cases to go. We're solving them as we go.
So you're absolutely right. There's definitely... This really smacks of the favourite child.
Yes.
Now, I think...
But would the favourite child be in the smaller room? Which this sounds like it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it does sound like her room is she's got a tiny single bed. It probably there is not enough room for the furniture to go into her room.
There's always room for furniture in every room.
And that is Matthew's firm belief.
Beef solves. No, there's. I think you can definitely get at least some of the furniture into that small room. If you've got an antique table, you can put it. You can flip it up and put it on top of the bed.
And it doesn't. None of that furniture needs to be accessible.
None of it needs to be accessible. Exactly. And then just let her deal with it every time she comes over.
Yeah.
Let her deal with that. Or top to tail in your if it's only every few weeks, top to tail with your sister. It's all right to sleep in the same bed as your sister.
I thought you were going to say with the parents. Then. Just
get your sister and your parents.
Sort it out then.
Top to tail with your sister.
Once every few weeks is totally fine.
No, I'm not for me.
No,
no way.
No way?
No way. Sharing a room with your sister every few weeks is a bit much. Well, sharing a bed with your sister every few weeks.
Can
not
I say,
for
I
me.
Top to tail with Matthew's sister every few weeks and it's absolutely fine.
Yes, that's an arrangement that you've come up with. Okay, she puts the brown flag up.
No. I cannot allow any of this to be broadcast. All of that is untrue.
She's a saint.
She's an absolute saint. Now, I would say
so
though.
It's the brown smoke, in fact.
I will say now that, okay. Maybe the sister might agree, and then eventually she's going to stop popping round.
The sister's got to get a storage unit.
Sister's got to get a storage
unit.
Yeah. That is
the most exciting and depressing of places. The storage unit.
Yeah, I think that's it. The sister's got to go to, the sister's got to go and she's got to deal with this stuff. If she wants it, she's got to handle it.
You got to handle it, mate.
Yeah,
I've got to say, I don't think this beef isn't about furniture at all, is it? It's clearly about
it's about being treated badly by your parents.
Yeah, it's about being a kind of unloved child. So the furniture feels kind of incidental. I think.
The cases continue. Beef case two: use of the TV. There is only one TV in the house.
Whoa!
Whilst living out of home, I developed a taste for the broad range of shows available from streaming services. My mum prefers to record and watch repeats of Midsummer Murders and similar shows.
Okay.
My dad has no major opinions, as he usually falls asleep when the TV is on. That being said, he does like to watch comedy shows such as QI, which he is allowed to do by mum under sufferance and quiz shows. There is also the additional question of gaming consoles. I have a few and would like to use them on the TV, but my period of peak gaming also coincides with when dad likes to watch his quiz shows. How can we manage these three competing claims? Please bear in mind that getting a TV for my own room is not a viable option as at present, capitals, I have no room.
Right,
close brackets.
If you're not going to shift the furniture out, which you should be doing anyway, if you're not going to do that, put a TV in your sister's room, play games in your sister's room, turn her room into a gaming room, put some posters up of Pac-Man and all the other characters, Sonic,
Mario
and Wario, Luigi, even though Wario up. Let's not bring that evil spirit into this room.
Only good characters.
Only the goodies.
Only the goodies.
The goodies. Yeah. Echo the Dolphin. Parappa the Rapper. All
this is
the
extraordinary.
Crash Bandicoot.
Deep cuts.
I'm trying to think of any more that I can.
Banjo-Kazooie, come on.
Banjo-Kazooie could be up there, sure. And any of the others from Super Trooper Beach, whatever the Mario Kart one is. Bowser.
A second, Bowser's famously evil.
Wowzer.
Wowzer. God bless Wowzer.
That was me hearing the news that Bowser was evil. So turn that room into a gaming room.
A shrine to 90s gaming.
A shrine to 90s gaming. In fact, get yourself...
I mean, he hasn't said that he's into 90s gaming.
Of course
all,
he does.
But he must be.
He's got several consoles. He must be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think as well, what you need to do is if you're into the streaming services, watch them on a laptop, mate. Get yourself a cheap little Dell and watch them on a laptop.
I've got a better idea.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Storage unit.
Yeah,
get yourself down to the storage unit, lock yourself in. There's your console, there's your telly, there's your Wi-Fi. You've got your posters up, sure. There's Are You from Street Fighter 2.
Yes.
There's Ken.
Ken, yeah.
Are You?
Are You?
Yeah.
Are you?
Ryu.
Surely Ryu.
No, because he says, are you Ken?
Are you Ken?
No, he says Hadouken.
It's Ryu and Ken.
No, he says Hadouken.
Are you Ken?
Like Hadouken.
He doesn't say, are you Ken? Are you Ken?
Ken's his best mate. Why is he...
Yes, I am.
He's a young athlete in the peak of...
Are you Ken?
Why is he asking people, many of whom are visibly not Ken?
Are you Ken?
If they're Ken.
Are you Ken?
What was the game that we used to play where we thought the character was called Chad? The fighting monkey.
We didn't think that. You thought that.
And it turned out it was called Chaos.
Yeah. It was like a load of like big, big, it was like a fighting game with loads of different, it was like King Kong was in it and Godzilla and all the rest of it.
And Chad.
Like, I want to be Chad.
Chad rocks up on his skateboard with his backwards baseball cap.
Why does he keep referring to this guy as Chad?
It was a problematic font. So, for storage unit.
I used to think as well, and I've talked about this before, but talking of not hearing names, or thinking you're hearing names, you know the song Regulate by Warren G.
Listen to it just yesterday.
Did you really? Now, you'll know at the start of that song, it begins with a spoken word sort of introduction where he says, like, regulators, this is what we do. And at one stage, he says, you've got to earn your keep. And then they all shout, regulators, like kind of off mic, they all shout. And I had that song on a compilation. I used to listen to it all the time. And I genuinely thought he was saying, we're regulators. It's Ernie and Keith.
and then they go, regulators!
So I was like, wait, so you've got Warren G, a very cool name. You've got Nate Dogg, a very cool name. And your other two mates are called Ernie and Keith. That's out of fucking Sesame Street or something.
Hey-ho. It's great to be here, guys. We're just regulating.
Also, they shared a bed.
If it's good enough for Ernie and Keith and the rubber ducky, it's good enough for me. So storage unit. So what you say is your sister gets a storage unit for the first problem. You get a storage unit for this problem. Can we solve the third?
You're
beef.
Like the worst Oprah in history.
You get a storage unit.
You get a storage unit. Beefcase 3. Cooking. I enjoy cooking and have developed a decent culinary repertoire.
Ooh. If I do say so myself, Andrew.
Unfortunately, my dad is very an adventurous eater, preferring a cheese and Vegemite sandwich for lunch, that's like Marmite, and meat and three veg for dinner.
What's the other bit like?
Yeah, what's meat and three veg like?
Meat and three veg, that's like Marmite. Do you want me to love it or you hate it? Most of my go-to recipes would go down very badly and probably come back up again.
Ooh. Oh, what are you cooking?
I could just let my mom do the cooking as she knows what dad will tolerate. But this has two problems. First, meat and three veg doesn't do well as leftovers, meaning I'll have nothing to take to work for lunch. Unlike your turds, which stay nice and fresh in a Tupperware. And second, Mom tends to get resentful if I don't do my share of the cooking. How do we resolve this conundrum?
Storage unit.
You cook your turds in a storage unit, mate.
Fry your turds in a storage unit and shut your fucking mouth. No, Andrew, I understand, but I think what you need to do is you need to start cooking stuff that contains meat, contains veg, but is like a one pot, like casserole. Because casserole, you can cook that and you can definitely Tupperware that up. It still comes under the meat and two veg.
And also, in a storage unit, one pot cooking is kind of the way to go. You've got your gas stove.
Tom, do you currently live in a storage unit?
Listen, I'm having a lovely time. That will do for
Windows anyway.
That will do for beef cases for the moment, although you may well hear from me again as I've only just moved in and there's bound to be way more problems requiring the decision of the Learned Beef Brothers. Beef out, Andrew in Melbourne. I mean, he's got to get out of there, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, Andrew.
It's tough. Poor old Andrew.
Well, here's the thing. We don't know about his situation. You know, I don't think he moved in just because he fancied it.
Sure.
So there's... He's trying to make the best of a bad situation. But I think storage unit, definitely for your sister's stuff. Then you turn her room into a gaming room. Then you move a load of... you move a camping gas in there.
And then you
make a one pot for your dad. You chuck it down the stairs. He catches it in his garb and watches QI. Yeah.
Exactly.
Quick question. The tent that you guys performed in Melbourne, is that available
to... could be the soul.
Could be
Guess
the soul.
Guess the Fed Square. Don't expect forgiving audience.
No.
And also, you're not going to get much sleep because it is loud in that tent.
Yeah, it's really, really loud.
Sound bleed.
It's, yeah. So, and you know what, though? Plenty of room.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that tent had on it.
Yeah.
You could easily have fit it at least another 200 people in the room. And the capacity was 200.
The capacity was 280. I think our biggest audience was 36.
There you go.
It was a big old room.
What I'm hearing is plenty of space for furniture.
Absolutely, yeah.
And games consoles are plenty.
Yeah.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Right, so we've solved a couple of beefs, but obviously you're not here just to do that. You're here to air your own beefs and get our friend Fanshawe Standen to solve those beefs. So,
is Fanshawe Standen here?
Oh, did you not know about this?
No.
He's coming in just a bit.
I
know you're desperate for the loo as well, aren't you?
I have to pop off in a bit.
Yeah.
Let's hear your beef first.
Let's hear the beef first. You can wait for a second, can't you?
Surely I can hold it in.
Okay. Talk us through it, guys.
I've got a beef.
Oh.
Van, what's your beef?
This beef's crept up on me.
Beefs do.
Yeah.
You say beef stew, because that's
what in the one pot.
Andrew, you can make a lovely beef stew.
Yeah.
In a storage unit.
In a storage unit. Where you live,
Tom's
with your consoles.
My storage unit cookbook.
Consoles. As in, like, they're making you feel a lot better.
Consoles.
I'll tell you what, this Sega console is really making me, it's really making me feel a lot more proud of myself.
When I'm playing on a console, I play with Are You? Because I understand words.
Right. Anyway, famously now, Ivan has a beef.
I do indeed. I've watched Netflix for quite some time, and I've built up a lot of suggestions from Netflix, and right. I've watched a lot of those suggestions off the back of what I've watched.
Lovely.
What kind of stuff are you getting? Are you getting the... because you like quirky films.
Absolutely, yes. That kind of thing. Yes. Now, recently, my suggestions have been quite skewed because my wife has been watching a lot of Netflix without me. And she's been watching...
Do you not have separate...
We don't. And then, obviously, if I could turn back time...
If I could find a way...
The answer is to have separate accounts or, you know, separate profiles.
But you're a romantic.
Yeah. And we watch stuff together as well.
That's true, because the thing is, I have a separate profile on Netflix from my wife. And sometimes we'll watch a whole series and I think, oh, I really like that series. So like a ding-dong, I'll go through it and play it and skip it to the end and play it and skip it to the end so it's there on my algorithm. But then I've realised they can see if you're skipping it to the end.
Oh. Can they?
So they're like, what's this lunatic doing? He's watched the credits of 10 episodes of Stranger Things and none of the actual episodes.
Perhaps you'd like to watch this show that's just credits for an hour.
Okay, so, but you can't do that, obviously. You can't turn back time.
My algorithm's out of whack and now I don't know what to do.
Well, unfortunately, we can't solve this problem
no,
for you.
Intriguing.
We'd love to, but Tom.
Oh, I have to go to the loo. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure you don't have time to solve it here?
Honestly,
okay.
I'm.
Okay, well, there we go.
All over the shop.
He has
gone all over the
He's
shop.
Gone all over. He's gone all over the shop. He's...
And thanks to the shopkeeper again for letting us record.
We're now banned from Morrison. Oh, hello! Someone's smacking the table with glee. Is that Fanshawe Standen?
Footsteps.
Fanshawe, you've brought your Foley artist with you this week, and can
Ladies
I just say they're amazing.
And gentlemen of the podcast.
Hello, Fanshawe.
Pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Foley.
A Foley artist is someone who makes the sound effects for movies and indeed the radio.
Oh, here comes the train. Sorry, that's what I say when I'm needing the toilet.
Oh, you need the toilet as well?
Oh, I'm all over the shop.
Once again, apologies to all at this fine supermarket chain.
Hang the brown flag.
Listen here, Ivan there listening to his problems. Kind of got me thinking.
Oh my God, problems.
You're right, it sounds like the train's on its way. I'm going to be brief, okay?
And what are your briefs going to be?
I can tell you the brown flag. Help. My train schedule's as regular as clockwork.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Hasn't ran late in 15 years. What? Every morning.
Every minute on the minute.
Every hour on the hour. Every Wednesday on the dot. Once a week. I do all of it in one day.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But it's a day's worth, isn't it? It really is.
And it's a day's work.
It's a whole day's work, yeah.
My daddy used to tell me, honest pay.
Wait, so who's paying you for it?
By the bucket. The local man.
I don't want to ask questions.
Okay, I tell you what. Let's. I feel we've interrupted you too much here. Sure, sure. Let you get on with your idea.
I don't respond well to other people.
No, you don't.
Ivan, if you will, got me thinking there about a little story they tell round the town. Small town, you understand. Simple folk there. We have in the town square there. You probably remember it, the library. Next to the whole rest of the town, the library. And they'll say, where's the library? Next to the town, where's the town? Next to the library. Where's the shoe shop? Closed down. Not enough demand for the shoes. But the bookshop, they say, the bookshop. And we haven't got one. We got a library. Famously, you can't buy books in a library.
No, you can borrow them, sure.
Can you? I've never been.
Oh, you really should. It's right on the edge of town.
Hell, you probably remember the librarian there. Sam Teeth. Blind.
Oh.
Blind boy.
Blind boy. That's what his business card say in Braille. Sam Teeth, blind boy.
Well, he'd navigate them shelves by feel. Hide order.
Hide order?
That's the way the books have worked. Hide order.
How did you do Penguin Classics? They're all the same size. Well,
that's the question the town folk used to shout. Hell, where's the Penguin books? It's a 30 centimetres. Third shelf on the left. We'd read books by height every day of the week.
You read them by height?
Hell yeah. And has it done any harm?
Excuse me, it's what?
I said...
Are you blind as
I said, and has it done us any harm? Let me tell you about the first time I went in there looking for the dictionary. 60 centimetres.
Oh, so you have been to the library. This story's falling apart.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Sorry, we keep interrupting.
All I'm saying to you is this. Never organise them by width. Why is that, Sam Teeth? I said to him one day. And he looked at me as if to say...
A miracle.
He looked at me as if to say, I could see.
I think you're confusing me with the blind dentist.
That is to say, he cocked his head in my direction. And he said, you're right, Fanshawe, you're right. To this day, I think he had a point. Well, I hope that's helpful.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go now. But good luck with that there, algorithm.
Thank you very much.
I hope it works out for you. Yeah, sometimes it's not about the height or the width.
Oh, all right, there we go. Tom, you're not going to believe it. You've
what happened?
I tell you what, that was a really upsetting story.
I look forward to listening back.
Yeah, it really was. Well, anyway, that hopefully that solved the
absolutely. Thank you so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, tell us your. Now, this is January. We're not recording it in January, but it's January when you're listening to it.
Yes.
You're off on tour.
Yes, we're off on tour. We've got a show called Max and Ivan Commitment, all about the overly elaborate stag weekend, which I organised for Ivan's wedding. And yeah, we're touring around the UK. Please do come along and see us.
It's a fantastic show. Go
Tom
along and
Parry
see it.
Features in it very briefly.
He does indeed. There's a cameo from TP. He was on the weekend. MaxNavan.com/tour.
Well, I'm not going on tour with you, just to confirm. I don't pop out on stage and go, hi.
Sorry. We didn't tell you. You have to come on tour.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Join us. Join
another miracle.
Yes.
Parry's back on the road where he belongs.
The road warrior.
So that again, it's maxandavan.com/tour. /tour. Brilliant.
Also, your podcast is still available?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a podcast called Fugitives available on all podcast platforms. Please do give it a download.
It's full on banging.
Yeah. And that is... Is that produced by Ben Walker?
Producer Ben.
Sure is.
Yes, formerly of this parish, Ben Walker.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. producer Ben.
He's dead, by the way. Sorry.
What a way to find out.
Sorry to hear that, but you know, he was a good man.
He was a great musician.
He was a very, very good man.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Well, there you go. What a treat.
What a what a true treat that was.
What a lovely ep.
It was a lovely ep, wasn't it? It's very important to remember that it was produced by Emma Corsham.
Oh, Corsham team.
Yes, Emma Corsham, very, very lovely.
It was produced very well.
Very, very, very strong production.
You could really tell the production was sparkling on
it. It was right there. Max and Van, two very lovely guests as well.
Yes, go and see them on tours. Listen to their podcast. It's ace.
And if you enjoy this podcast and you would like to hear more, then join our Patreon.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Every Thursday we put out a bonus episode. It might be a bonus beef. It might be a bonus house meeting. It might be some extra chat from the live Flatshare Slamdowns. It's always something fun, and it'll be plopping into your RSS feed if you join our Patreon, $5 and above. That's all it is.
Do
it's
that, not bad, then. Right? Get your proper episodes on Tuesday and then your bonus up on Thursday.
Do it, guys. It makes perfect sense. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Also, find us on Twitter at Pappy's Tweet.
Still there.
Find us on Facebook. We're still using Facebook.
Using Facebook.
Oh, you know what? We're getting so much engagement on Facebook. The other day, I put up a picture and I think 37 people looked at it.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Not too bad at all. Leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars is always the...
It ought to do it.
It should do it, shouldn't it?
Insta?
We're on Instagram as well. Yeah, Instagram. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Ivan to send me a picture of that house with the painting on it. So if you'd like to see the St. George flag painted on a house near a van, what better reason to join us?
Near a van? A white van?
Could be near a white van. Who knows? I mean, Ivan is white. It's at Pappy's Comedy on Instagram as well. There's no reason you shouldn't be following us on all platforms to see the exact same thing posted 5 times.
Please.
Most of all, we're very, very grateful to you. Have a wonderful week. We will see you on Thursday if you're a Patreon subscriber, or on Tuesday if you're not.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye!
Ladies, gentlemen, and friends, will you please be upstanding and don't bring your friends? The invite said
no plus ones at the Patreon-enabled watch roll call.
Quite clear on the invite, but anyway, they're here now. So will you please be upstanding for the Patreon neighborhood watch roll call?
Here we go. Oh, God. Oh. I feel out of practice.
Just relax.
Yes, that's right.
Deep breaths. Just take your time. You're nearer. You're on a beach.
Ah.
The tide's lapping in your face.
The tide is lapping, yes.
You hear birds calling overhead.
Yes, I can hear.
Very low grumbling birds. The birds are humming.
The hummingbirds.
And just take your time and ease us in to the first call.
I'm here, relaxing on a sandy beach. I can hear the crabs.
Help me.
I'm lying on top of a crab. I'm lying on a crab's back.
Oh,
and the crab is transporting me around the beach.
Sideways again.
Introducing me to a turtle.
Hello.
Showing me a sea lion.
Evening, Gaffner.
And generally, putting me through my paces when it comes to spending time with aquatic and marine-based life. Today really has been the absolute best. And I've spent it with Peter West.
Oh, so relaxed. Oh, the sea's nice and warm.
Mm.
Oh, and that swordfish is really mugging me off.
Fuck you, bruv.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck off, bruv.
That pike over there, sing me a song.
Oh, hello you, lovely man.
And fuck off, pike. Okay, pike, swordfish. You big shit.
All right, swordfish.
Pike, you
and this lobster here is really having a time.
Oh, I've had a time.
And personally, I'm stood at the end of a forest.
Personally, you are. Personally.
I can't personally. Say anything more than that.
I don't know about your situation, but I am stood at the end of a forest.
It feels very personal to me. And up there on the top of the hill, I can see a little wooden lodge with its lights on. Oh, what's that, tapeworm?
Hello?
Yes, hello. What's that?
You
remember the last time someone else was here?
The lights with the lodge on.
The lights with the lodge on. You remember the last person to be here?
Yes, I do.
Was Benjamin Hodgson.
The lodge with the lights on. Benjamin Hodgson.
Well, I'm here on the island. Listen to that snake.
I'm a snake.
Whistling a jaunty tune. Up above me, the sun beats down. An albatross.
Jesus Christ, we fucking lost it on this one, haven't we? Okay, we only done two names.
I'm gonna make myself a tropical food. Some tropical food. A couple of pineapples.
Mix some coconuts.
I'm gonna share it with my good pal. I'm going to give him a full serving. Because he's the lovely Neil Irving.
Neil Irving. Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, dear.
Oh. What's that, gentle chaffinch? Oh, it's Pingu.
I'm lost.
Pingu, come and relax on the beach with me. Lay down on this beach towel.
Lovely.
Slather thy body in some delightful sun cream.
Factor 40, please.
It's got to be factor 40. It's very, very hot outside. And remember, if you go in the sea, do reapply. Even if it's water resistant, do reapply.
Okay.
Make sure you get your beak, get your little flippers, cover your entire body, slather it,
slather it.
And now, see this bit of plastic I put on the beach?
Oh, no.
Off you go, baby! That's right. I've slid Pingu into the ocean, right on his bum. Which gives me all the more time to hang out with me old mucker, Morbatorium.
Oh, I'm on the beach.
Oh, he's on the beach.
I've put down some plastic.
He's put down some plastic.
It's a plastic beach.
Welcome to the world of the plastic beach.
Beautiful album. Get out of here.
Strong album.
Sorry.
I didn't invite you on this holiday. I've run out of sun cream. So I've smothered my body in lard. And I've started to burn.
Oh, no.
With my friend Duncan Bard.
But
that concludes the worst.
I think we can officially say let's break character for a second. Right. Apologies to Peter West. Apologies to Benjamin Hodgson. Apologies to Neil Irving. Morbatorium, you're on your own, mate. Duncan Baird or Bard, either way.
The worst.
We fucking Jeffed it.
Patreon neighborhood watch it was a shock.
Roll call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.